All right, if you want, you can take those Bibles of yours and briefly go to Galatians chapter 6. I wanted to read you the introduction. Most of you know I host on Monday nights biweekly, and this past Monday night I shared on a subject I entitled Keeping Your Spiritual Energy Up. And I wanted to read you the introduction in preparation for what I'm going to be sharing with you all tonight. I don't know about you, but I get tired rather easily these days. It seems like there is more for us to do at work, at school, and in other areas of life. The demands just keep piling up, and sometimes it feels like there just isn't enough energy to get it all done. And it's not just physical tiredness. We can grow weary in our minds, in our emotions, and even in our spiritual walk. Sometimes doing the right thing feels exhausting. Sometimes even prayer feels heavy. Sometimes even getting into God's Word seems like a chore. And I say that, sometimes, we're human, so we go through our feelings. Oh, I gotta get out my Bible. I gotta flip open the pages, and things of that nature. But the good news is this: God knows we get tired, and He is not surprised by any of this. God has promised strength for His children, because He's given His children a few things here. He's given us His Word, of course, His Spirit, and His presence, so that we don't have to live drained and empty. But instead, we can live life full of spiritual energy renewed day by day. And if you've got your Bibles open to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So in light of that, tonight I want to want us to look at another key truth. Sometimes the way that God restores us is not by doing more, but by simply being still. You know what? We live in a world that glorifies busyness. Some of us like to stay busy. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are built to stay busy. Some people just can't sit still. The faster, the better. The more, the stronger. But you know what? The kingdom of God often works in reverse. To gain strength, you wait. To win the battle, you stand still. And to hear God's still, small voice, you silence the noise. I'm going to read you a verse of scripture in Psalm 46. If you want to flip there, or you can listen, whatever you're blessed to do. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." I believe we took a look at that verse last night for those of you that called in. You know what? Being still is not a weakness. That seems to be a common trend in today's society. If you're not doing something, if you're not working, if you're not doing anything that's active, you're not being productive, and you are simply lazy. But guess what? Being still is not a weakness, and it is certainly not passivity. Being still is faith. It is having confidence in God and saying, "Lord, You are in control, and I don't have to strive to do anything." So the question I would ask us is this one: how often do you actually give yourself permission to be still before God? I'll say that again. How often do we actually give ourselves permission to be still before God? That sets a pretty high standard, doesn't it? But the first truth that I want to share with you tonight is this: God often works most powerfully when his people actually stand still. This reminds me of Israel at the Red Sea. You know, the Pharaoh's army was behind them. The water was in front of them. And you know that the people panicked, because obviously that's a situation that we would probably get very anxious about ourselves. But in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, Moses declared something. In Exodus 14, verse 13, Moses declared, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Now think about that moment. It's really something, guys. Because they had no weapons. They had no army. Hey, they didn't even have any boats. Yet the command was simple. Stand still. Because it was in their stillness that God parted the Red Sea. I would say that, you know, some of us are probably wearing ourselves out trying to fix situations that only God can fix. Just like we saw in the book of Exodus. You know, could it be that he's waiting for us to stop moving in our own strength so that he can move in his? Imagine trying to lift a heavy couch while someone else is also trying to lift it, pulling in opposite directions. Nothing gets done. The moment that you stop, the stronger one can take over. And that's how it works with God. Another thing I would say is that stillness brings peace in the storm. Mark chapter 4, verse 39 says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." You know, the disciples were pretty anxious-filled, anxiety-filled. The boat was filling with water. The storm was brewing. Panic was filling their hearts. But Jesus stood up and spoke three simple words. "Peace be still." And instantly the storm obeyed. So what storms are you facing right now, huh? Anxiety, fear, uncertainty about the future. I don't think age really plays a role in that, because we all think about these things at one point or another. But you know what? Jesus still speaks those words over his people. You know, God is always encouraging us to be still in perfect peace. You know, I once read a painting competition. I read about a painting competition on the theme of peace. And you know what? Many artists painted calm lakes and sunsets. But the winning painting showed a raging storm, lightning flashing, waves crashing, and in the corner, a small bird tucked safely in its nest, singing. And that is peace. I think that's actually in one of Jan Majera's books. You know, peace is not the absence of a storm. It's the presence of God in the storm. Okay? Another thing I want to bring up is stillness positions us to hear God. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, it's an interesting record here. This was Elijah, who was exhausted, afraid, and basically ready to throw in the towel. In 1 Kings 19, verse 11, "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the fire, a still small voice." God was not in the earthquake, the fire, or the wind. He was in that still, small voice. And I would say that it's human nature to want God to shout. We want to hear something audible. We often want God to shout from the rooftops, to give us some dramatic sign. But most of the time, he whispers in the best way that he knows. And the only way to hear a whisper is to what? Be still. I mean, when was the last time you slowed down long enough to hear his voice? Think about this one. I mean, if you stand next to a loud highway, you can't hear someone speaking softly. But if you step into a quiet room, every single word is clear. That's how it is with God. Another truth here. Stillness is the path to renewal. I love this verse that I'm going to share with you. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. You all know this. You can probably quote it standing on your head, riding down a bicycle backwards down a hill. But Isaiah 40, 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I love that. Because the promise in here, one of the promises in this verse is that God is going to raise us up. Just as an eagle does with its wings. Isn't that something? Renewal comes not from rushing, but from waiting. Not from constant doing, but from resting in God's presence. Oh, I've got another illustration. Sometimes, you know, God brings these little mind pictures, and it's just such a blessing. Think of your phone battery. Our phones, seems like these days, need to be plugged in more consistently and more often as the days go by. Because if you never plug in your phone, it's going to die no matter how new or how powerful it may be. But you know what? Our spirit is the same way. Prayer, worship, and the Word are your charger. Waiting on God is how you plug in. So do we even give ourselves daily time to plug into God? Or are we just running on spiritual low power mode, I'll call it? Lastly, to finish this thing up here, gosh, we just don't have time to develop this whole thing, but stillness demonstrates trust. Stillness demonstrates trust. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. When we rest in the presence of God, we are declaring, I believe God is in control. I don't need to panic. I don't need to envy. I don't need to fight. I completely, fully trust him. All right, one more illustration in regards to this. Now, a child doesn't worry about the mortgage or the bills. They trust their parents to take care of it for them. And that's the posture of stillness that we should carry ourselves before our Heavenly Father, just like a child shouldn't have to worry about the bills. We shouldn't have to worry about our needs being met. We shouldn't have to worry about our prayers being answered or not. I love that. So I trust what God wants us to look at is clear. What areas of your life are you still trying to control instead of trusting God's with? But you know what? There is power in being still. Because when Israel stood still, God opened the sea. When Jesus said, "Peace be still," the storm obeyed. When Elijah listened, God's whisper brought him new direction. When we wait upon the Lord, our strength is renewed. So the call is simple. Stop striving, stop panicking, and stop exhausting ourselves in our own strength. Be still. Psalm 62, verse 5 and 6. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Be still, guys, and know that He is God. And in the storm and the silence and the waiting, there is power in being still. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, You are such a great God. You know how to take care of us in our lowest points and at our highest points, Father. So we're just asking You to keep helping us put our trust fully in You and help us to kind of take a pause every now and then so that we can recognize the importance of being still, Father, because that's when You really show us Your great work. Pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.